This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. They say the secret to good leadership is to praise loudly but to blame softly. And they use that against President Trump, whom they say blames loudly. Jeff Sessions, do your job. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is what you where you can find out more about the show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson back from the Dorchester Conference. My folks that are listening to me on KYKN, it was good seeing some of you good people while I was in Oregon. Wish I'd had more time. And I know that the second day, I did bring some good weather to you, so you're welcome. Anyway, I was glad to get a chance to meet a lot of you folks that I hadn't met. I hope you enjoyed my speech. Most of you did. I know you came out and told me it was phenomenal, and I really appreciate hearing that. And hope that I imparted quite a bit of knowledge on you about how to impact the politics in your region of the world, because you are one vote in your House and your Senate, your state House and state Senate, to losing that state. You're almost there. I'm just telling you. Now, here's the deal. You got some good people up there, and I hope they get elected and that changes. And if there's anything I can do to help, please reach out to the station, KYKN, let them know, and they'll get in contact with me, or contact me at KJRadio.com. So, blame is what I want to talk about. Bertrand Russell, who's a playwright, said, democracy is a process by which people choose who'll get the blame. See, that's the way politics has worked. It didn't matter if you were competent. If somebody said, it's your turn, you took the fall. You could be the person who's keeping the wheels on the wagon in politics. If somebody points to you, if the king, if Barack Obama, back when he was president, said, you're going to take the fall, you took the fall. A good example, Susan Rice should have been fired, Hillary Clinton over Benghazi. They all should have been dismissed. Many people in the Obama administration should have been dismissed. But Obama said, nope, nobody's going to get the blame. That's not because he's a good leader, but because he was a feckless leader, and he needed incompetent people around him. The President Trump would have fired every one of them, and it would have been very public, and he would have blamed them, because unlike, I know the definition, you know, you should praise loudly and blame softly, but when somebody's wrong, and I'm talking about lives are at stake, I'm talking about people's money, their livelihood, are you going to eat or are you going to have to pay your medical bill? When that type of thing is at stake, you need to blame loudly. There's a time to blame loudly. But what democracy, what politics has done, is it has dehumanized this whole thing, and it says, you know what? We're going to do it opposite. Hubert Humphrey said, to err is human. To blame someone else is politics. Barack Obama erred all the time. His non-public blaming of people was effectively him taking the blame away from himself. There was only one person to blame for everything that we're talking about right now in politics. This economy that Barack Obama paid $10 trillion to build. That economy, you could have bought Japan, Great Britain, and what other country? There's one other country. Three countries that don't add up to the GDP of the $10 trillion spent by Barack Obama, they barely surpass it. It's Japan, Great Britain, and Germany. That's it. Could have almost bought all three of those with the $10 trillion. Can you imagine us running those countries as well? Adding that to America's GDP? So there's nobody to blame. People were dying on Obamacare. People afraid to go to the hospital. There's nobody to blame but Barack Obama. Oh, Kevin, there's people pulling his strings and minions. I don't care. You blame Barack Obama. Whoever was pulling his strings, fine. He became the most powerful man in the world. And at that point, he could have, you know, he could have gone after Soros or all the string pullers. He either likes having his strings pulled or he's to blame. You can't have them both, leftists. Yeah, Katharine Hepburn said this of blame. She says, we're taught that you blame your father, you blame your sisters, your brothers, the school, the teachers, but never blame yourself. It's never your fault. But it's always your fault. Because if you want it to change, you're the one who has got to change. That's a lady talking about, I mean, she's obviously gone, but she's talking about the blame game decades ago. Are we really talking about something new here, folks, when we talk about blame? Any of these problems? Hypocrisy. Give me your issue. Tell me, are we doing anything new? The only thing we do is we look at it and we say, wow, she was talking about that 50, 60 years ago. And you know what the blame game is? It's worse today than it ever before. Kids don't take responsibility for anything. They don't take responsibility for their grades. They don't take responsibility for their behavior. They don't take responsibility for anything. And you know what the left will tell you? It's the guns, man. It's always something else. Today we'll talk about multiple people who want to tell you that a kid goes in and shoots up a school. Well, it's the guns problem. Really? I guess it wasn't the school's problem. I guess it wasn't the teacher's problem, the principal's problem, the FBI's problem, his parents' problem, society's problem. There are many things that lead to somebody finally picking up any weapon and deciding they want to use it, but they go, it's the gun. If he'd used a knife, would they be saying it's a knife problem? Yeah, good query, isn't it? Because the left is never going to blame itself and look at what really is creating these people. What creates the angst of a kid in school? The left will tell you, we need to teach them more tolerance against religions, and we need to teach them not to bully each other, and we need to teach the white boys that they have white privilege. Have you noticed who's shooting up these schools? Is it white girls? Girls got multiple problems in school. They got, you know, the makeup and the shoes they wear and all kinds of stuff. Girls aren't shooting up these schools. You want to know why? Because even though there may be white privilege, little Sally, she's not going to shoot up the school because nobody's telling her that she's got toxic masculinity. Oh, they'll tell her about her white privilege, but then they'll remind her, well, you're a woman. You've got gender privilege. So, no, you're okay. And so they do everything to coddle her, but little white boys, I talked to some white youngsters, some men at this event. I told them, guys, you got a heck of a world ahead of you. Toxic masculinity, white privilege, rape culture. Gee, where are you going to hide? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. The blame game. Schumer is in the news. Oh, speaking of blame, it's Stop Blaming White People.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is Stop Blaming White People Month. Are you aware of this? And it comes on the heels of Black History Month, and of course, it gets 3 days more time, more days rather, than the Black History Month, except on leap year where it only gets 2 days more. So stop blaming white people. I wish I'd remembered that when I was giving my speech at the Dorchester conference. I could have kicked off Stop Blaming White People Month. I jokingly, you know, greeted all the black folks that were at Dorchester. Of course, there was one, Frank. It was good to meet you there. And I laugh about this because, you know what's funny? I get asked this question all the time among white people. They're like, Kevin, you know, we need more black people in Oregon, or we need more black people in Montana, or we need more black people here. Why don't we? And I'm like, why? I ask a very simple question, why? And they're like, well, look around. And I go, okay, I've looked around. And they go, well, what do you think? I go, I see a lot of very nice people. I don't, at this event, there were quite a few Koreans. I didn't know this. You guys will be shocked by this. In Happy Valley, Oregon, there's a town called Happy Valley. It's over 25% Korean. Now, it doesn't have a lot of black folks, but it's got a lot of Koreans. And the mayor, by the way, of Happy Valley is a Mexican lady. But they're looking for black people. I'm like, why are you looking for black folks? You got a Mexican mayor. You got 25% of your town that's Korean. Who cares? You know? So what exactly, you know, it's crazy to me. We need more black people in Wisconsin. I immediately go, look, black people, we don't like cold. In case you notice, our skin is black because we know how to deal with the sun. Seattle is not exactly the sunniest place in the world. Portland isn't exactly the sunniest place in the world. So, you know, why do you care? First of all, why do you care? And somebody, well, Kevin, you know, there's got, you know, black people don't know how to do this. I said, let me explain something to you. If I lived in the whitest country in the world, Scandinavia, whatever prejudices that people might have against people, initially with me, would be overcome very quickly as the word got out that he's a pretty nice guy. He's friendly. He's helpful. He wants nothing from anybody else. And he works hard. The word would get out and people would go, Kevin, listen, are there any more of you that you'd like to bring over? And soon I'd have the key to the city. I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, some people, well, you're naive. No, I'm not. I know human nature. There are going to be people that hate me, and they're going to continue to hate. But there are going to be people that recognize what's good about me and go, man, look, I don't care what in the world y'all are talking about. That dude, he is a good person. And eventually, it'll turn on the people that are against me. As long as I keep my, you know, eye on the prize, which is living my life on the straight and narrow and keep focused, the naysayers drop off. And eventually, when more people like you than dislike you, now the rest of those folks, the ones that dislike you, got to either get on board or things go bad for them. So I'm not worried about that. There was a sign declaring March Stop Blaming White People Month, and it caused a fury in New Jersey. And it prompted an investigation. They had to find out who wants to stop blaming white people. How dare they? Don't they understand the narrative? We must blame somebody, and white people are just, they're the best. You can't, when it comes to people, you can't blame anybody better than white folks. Thomas Sowell said something about, it's funny how Western civilization is to blame for every bad thing that's happened in the world. Really? Have you thought about the things that we've invented? The cures for this and that and whatever? Look, I don't know what color it was of the person who found the, you know, mapped the human genome and is, you know, doing great things in cancer and Alzheimer's and all that stuff. But I'll tell you this, it's a lot of Westerners. We have done more for the world probably than anybody else in the world. Why are they blaming Western civilization? Why are they blaming white folks? So, in New Jersey, they got this sign up, Stop Blaming White People Month, causes a fury. They want to know who put it up. I hope it was somebody black. I hope they find out it was Junius. Junius Jones. And Junius said, well, I put that up because a white boy helped me out. I was raking leaves. So I just figured, you know what? I've been blaming that white boy for 40 years. And so he came over to help me rake some leaves. So I said, let's just stop blaming white people this month. Let's make this month Stop Blaming White People Month. Can you imagine that CNN interview? They say, in its entirety, the bright yellow and orange sign reads, March is National Stop Blaming White People Month. Accept responsibility for your own bad choices. Hug a white person. What is so bad about that? They had Hug a Thug. They had Hug a Thug. If you can have a Hug a Thug, you should certainly be able to have a Hug a White Person. I mean, come on. Oh, man, that tickles me. Can you believe it? Somebody is mad. I mean, okay, leftist, let me help you out here because you're probably going, Kevin, just quit laughing. You're making too much fun. Here's the thing. Why can't you enjoy the idea that somebody wants to show some love to white people? What's so bad about that? It's like, no, we can't let white people know that we're going to let them off the hook. No, Kevin, you don't get it. You don't get it. If white people know that they really haven't done a whole lot wrong, and in fact, they've done a lot of things right, well, that would upset the apple cart. We can't go letting white people think that they're good. Somebody must be blamed. There has to be a bad guy. If there is a protagonist, there must be an antagonist. Okay. They said the sign was discovered at a U.S. Postal Service location in Flemington, 26 miles of Trenton, New Jersey's state capital, which happens to be where I was born. They said the town's population of 4,500 is about 78% white, according to the U.S. Census figures. So Greg Klimishk, a U.S. postal inspector, said the sign was discovered Thursday by postal employees and was immediately removed. We took it down immediately. We saw it and we were incensed. Who would dare put that sign up? He said the sign drew the ire of Flemington Councilwoman Betsy Driver, who criticized it on the public Flemington Forward Facebook group. Flemington Forward. Get it? Racism in our town exists, and the racists have been emboldened in the past year to fly their hateful flags a bit higher and yell a bit louder, Driver wrote. The fact that someone even put that sign up is just a sad reflection of our town, Driver said. Stop blaming white people, Mom. The fact that somebody put that up is enough to make people go, this is a race. We got to stop the racism in our town. How dare they want to stop blaming white people, said 78% of white people in the town. Really? So a town of, I tell you what, why don't you just turn your town over to blacks? That then you could easily do it. For everybody that feels that way, why don't you just turn that stuff over, turn whatever you have over to black folks?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
What's up, Amerikanskis? 11 people have left the Trump administration, and I heard that's the most of any administration in like modern times. And the sky is falling the way the media were presented. Donald Trump can't keep anybody in his house. People are leaving him left and right. Glad you guys are here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump struggling to keep his staff. I don't know if you guys remember, but I told you, don't sweat this stuff. Leave it alone. Donald Trump is bringing actual business practices to government. See, here's what happens in government. You get a job, you're there for life. It doesn't matter if you're completely incompetent, Hillary Clinton. It don't matter if you're completely incompetent, Susan Rice. It doesn't matter if you're completely incompetent, Barack Obama. They will leave you there. How long do congressmen and senators stay in office? Anybody? Anybody? Till they die. You know what Donald Trump has done to the Republican Party? He's got people retiring. Now, the left will tell you, that's bad. Look at the Republicans that are leaving office, the congressmen who are quitting. They want you to, I mean, they get doggone Shakespearean on you. They're leaving right now. Look at them go. You know, they're like I'm in some British theater. The fact is, that's what should be happening. They should be term limiting themselves. You know why these fools are term limiting? Because they know the jig is up. Donald Trump is going to hold their feet to the fire. He's going to make them live up to what they promised their constituents. That's why they're leaving. Now, not us, but the left, they're used to people standing around. Look at him, they're going, man. Donald Trump's making people go. They don't like him. They don't like him. They sure don't. They don't like effective leadership. You know what's funny about that? Congress's ratings are always less than 20%. And when they're leaving, the press will tell you, oh my gosh, look at that. That's bad news for Donald Trump. No, if your popularity is under 20%, 80% of the people want you gone. And then the press tells you they're leaving. And then they're like, oh, look at them leave. That's not good. You kind of get an idea of what's going on, don't you? See what I'm saying? So Donald Trump, Hope Hicks is leaving his administration. Look, I don't know what Hope Hicks does. I'm presuming she's good at what she does. I know this. If she said that she was telling little white lies for me, I'd fire her. Now, I heard she just left of her own accord. Don't know, don't care. You don't go on, yeah, I told little white lies for the president. Oh, he's running a bit late. Oh, his car broke down. Oh, the dog ate his homework. You don't need to make excuses for the president of the United States. He got held up in a meeting. He's making the press wait because he has no respect for him. Tell them the truth. You have a person who says, I want transparency. You know, that's another funny thing about all of this. Donald Trump gets on Twitter. He says, Sessions is a tool. I don't know why I hired this guy. I'm really mad he won't do what his job is supposed to be and go after the people who are committing crimes. And people go, look at him. He's attacking Sessions on it. Let me tell you something, folks. Barack Obama promised you transparency. Do you think he was really happy with Hillary Clinton? Do you think that on the heels of Benghazi, this clown could say, yeah, I have the utmost faith in my Secretary of State who just got four people killed and could have gotten dozens more if it were not for special forces. Yeah, I'm proud of her. Name me something he could be proud of her accomplishments as Secretary of State. Legitimately. Nothing. What about John Kerry? As feckless as the rest. Joe Biden, biggest idiot on the planet. And I could go down the list. Susan Rice, incompetent to her rotten core. The FBI, James Comey, on down the line. Does he ever say anything about him? No, because Mr. Transparency wouldn't say anything. Why? Because he was as crooked as they are. He was as incompetent as they are. He couldn't say anything. So you got all these incompetents over here, and the media doesn't say a word. Oh, Barack Obama doesn't have turnover. Yeah, really? Why not? He's losing elections across the board. Lost 1,000 seats. You think he would go to somebody and go, this is crazy. Trade policy. Crazy bad. You think he'd follow his commerce secretary? Nope. He didn't fire anybody for anything. Even when they were embroiled in scandal, they got promoted. Not fired. But the left will tell you, oh, look at him. He didn't have any turmoil in his administration. He said that. That crazy clown said he didn't have any turmoil in his administration. Let me just say, Eric Holder in Fast and Furious, contempt of Congress. Let me tell you something, folks. If you think that Barack Obama didn't have any turmoil in his presidency, wait till this year when there's turmoil for outside of his presidency. These people can front, they can do whatever they want. Debbie Wasserman Schultz will go down this year. The I-1 investigation is back, coming back. Hillary Clinton will go down this year. James Comey will go down, and many members of the FBI, McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, and many others. Mueller may end up in trouble in the hot seat for all of what he's done. And finally, Barack Obama. But they tell you, oh, he didn't have any controversy. He was okay. Nobody, very few people left the Obama administration. Yeah. Obama needed bad people around him. He needed the most incompetent people. So it made him look good. Joe Biden makes Obama look studly. You don't have to believe me, folks. Look at who the batting order coming up. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Those are the new names, the new fresh faces. Idiots both. And who else? It's a bunch of retreads. Elizabeth Warren's now saying, I really am an Indian. Don't need to stop it. I'm an Indian. And you got Hillary Clinton, who still thinks she's in the mix. Joe Biden thinks he's in the mix. Bernie Sanders thinks he's in the mix. And all the other hapless rubes over there that think they're in the mix. They think they're going to do good in 2018. They don't even turn over their own people when they know they're losers. To even be talking about Hillary Clinton again is a joke. I dare. Let me just say this again. I want the leftists to hear me. Hear me now. Hear me clear. I dare you to run with Hillary Clinton. If she's so popular and so powerful, I dare any politician that's out there, run with Hillary. I dare any politician that's out there, sign up Obama. I want to see it. If Elizabeth Warren is a legitimate candidate, get her on the ballot. Sign her up. Get her to help you run. If Kamala Harris is going to help your campaign, get her down. I'd love to see it. Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, not one of them will add to the fabric of any race that's out there, any race going on in the country. The only way the Democrats win races are very simple. They pour money in and they cheat. That's it. If you really got campaign finance reform and you limited, you know, crazy money and fraudulent money into these campaigns, and you stop them from cheating at the polls, Democrats wouldn't win an election in the heart of Illinois, of Chicago. They'd lose that. Don't believe them for a second. Folks, you're watching a complete distortion. That's not even the right word. A turnover in how business is done in Washington. See, Washington is business as usual. It's been that way for decades. And so Donald Trump has people leave and people, oh, look at that, this is terrible. People leaving the Trump administration is good news. It is the same thing that happens in corporate America. They bring on a bunch of people. They start work. They look at how the work is going and they go, you know what? We got to start cutting staff. These people are not qualified. Now, you may move people around. And maybe Donald Trump could do some of that and go, I don't know. Don't know. Don't care. But what I do know is this. If you cannot do your job, you should be gone. And there are people, quite frankly, that wouldn't be gone if the left hadn't been, you know, playing their crooked games. Michael Flynn's a good example. He wouldn't have been gone. He'd still be President Trump's national security advisor, and he'd be a good one. But there are people that needed to be gone. They didn't understand what Donald Trump was doing. They didn't understand what his mission was. They were used to politics as usual. I'll use Reince Priebus as an example. I'll get to him here in a second in more detail. But Reince is he's used to the way things were done in the past. He wasn't used to where the future was going. Trump wanted people that understood Republican politics, but he wanted people that understood where he was taking it. And Reince Priebus was not there for that. Katie What's-Her-Face, she wasn't prepared for that. In fact, I think she was a waste of space to begin with. But Trump let her come along because she was part of Priebus' team. So he got the lay of the land. And as I said to you guys, I warned you, the left, that the biggest warning is Trump saying, I'm just understanding how to do this and still look at the year that I had. We got more to talk about this.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. The left they don't get it. They don't understand how business works. They don't understand turnover. They don't understand that incompetence gets you fired in the real world, not promoted as it does in government. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down because I'd love to hear from you. Donald Trump, his administration has lost 11 people since he started. And people, it's unprecedented. That's the most ever. And I'm going, congratulations, Donald Trump. Congratulations for getting it. Congratulations for understanding that you don't have to kowtow to the political process that gets people into government and then leaves them there. We are known, you know what one of the biggest issues is coming up for Congress people? Turnover. Term limits. How often do they stay? They stay all the time. It's the bane of our existence as citizens because we go, they just root in like a tick and finally bury themselves under the skin, and then they start poisoning the body politic, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When does it end? Well, it doesn't. It's been business as usual, folks, for decades. And Donald Trump says, no, enough is enough. And he proves it. He says, look, I'll hire a staff. And as long as you're useful, as long as you're doing good things and you're pushing the envelope, I want you here. When you go back and you analyze each of the people that Trump has put into place, Mnuchin and various others, you'll go back at some point. If they're still there, it's because their policies work and because Donald Trump sees in them the vision for what he has for that particular office. If you're going to be Donald Trump's Secretary of State, you better share his vision. They tried to build in this, oh, he's got a problem with Rex Tillerson. I don't know if he does or if he doesn't. But what I will say is this. Donald Trump looks at Tillerson, who ran ExxonMobil. He says, you're a brilliant, bright guy. You know, running a larger company than Donald Trump ever ran. But I got elected president, and this is my foreign policy. These are the objectives. Rex, go do it. And I believe Rex Tillerson's still here because he's able to do it. And I also believe that Donald Trump sees in Tillerson his ability to get it done. He understands that in order to run a corporation like Exxon, you got to have, you know, a genitalia of steel. But you also have to have a lot of tact. You have to know how to get things done at the global level. That's why he brought Tillerson on. Is he going to last? I don't know. I said right now, he's got to get rid of who's the guy? I talked about him the other day. He's embroiled in scandal now. He did a trip. He brought his wife. He lied. Yeah, you got to go. Some of it is self-inflicted. Tom Price, he resigned. Use of private jets for government travel. 26 chartered planes during his tenure. He wasn't there very long. $1 million of taxpayers' money, domestic and military flights to Asia, Africa, and Europe. And he said, I put people first. You know, he was an orthopedic surgeon. I put people first. This is what I did and all that. Well, you didn't. And Trump said, I need your letter of resignation. Gone. There you have it. Gorka. I think Gorka has a philosophical problem with a couple of the people that remain in the Trump administration. They wanted Gorka out because Gorka is a hardcore conservative. He was deputy advisor focused on national security and counterterrorism, and he was a paid consultant for the Trump campaign at the time, and he resigned, and there's been nobody that's talked about Gorka's resignation as anything but that. I think Gorka said, I can't do this job and do it to the best, to the ability that I want to do it to satisfy the goals of President Trump with the people in place, and he left. Good for him. And it's okay. Gorka remains a very strong advocate of what President Trump is doing. So, you know, no harm, no foul. Steve Bannon. What did Bannon do? Bannon pretended to be bigger than what he was. And as I've said before, at the time Bannon left, I never understood the relationship to begin with, but Trump saw something in it. You know, maybe it was the Breitbart connection. I don't know. But he's gone, and I'll be honest with you. I think it's a good thing. Just from an outsider's point of view, I think it's a good thing. He worked for the campaign, and I think Bannon's one of these guys that tried to make it appear that he was doing more than what he was doing. And I think President Trump's like, look, when you do good things, I'm going to credit you. If you go out there and act as if you're bigger than what your role is, you're going to get cut. That's what politicians do. They buff up their resumes, they lie, they make themselves bigger than life when they're nothing. Look at Hillary Clinton. She's a clinic in that. Look at Barack Obama. Holy cow, can you get any more, you know, bigger than your resume with Barack Obama? Would you elect Barack Obama president based on his resume? Be honest. Of course you wouldn't. He ran on anything but his resume. So when Donald Trump finally gets frustrated, here's how you can stay off of a guy like Donald Trump's crappy list, right? Do your job. Just do it. Do it. Don't worry about the credit. Do your job. We're implementing a project right now that I'm telling you right now, I will go and hand this project over to the appropriate person within the Trump administration, And we're going to say, yes, we're working with the Trump administration because we got to get our pound of flesh, but it'll be in conjunction with them and they can have it. If it helps move the needle, brings more blacks to vote for the Republicans that deserve it, it makes blacks think before they vote for Democrats, because that's all I care about. I don't care about them voting for Republicans. Then fine. That's what our plan is. We have another plan that's going to really revamp. I'm talking about revolutionize what's going on in education. And we're going to put the spotlight on these clowns, these cockroaches in education. And when we do it, if the Trump administration wants to say we were helping with that, then congratulations to them. We will gladly share the spotlight. I mentioned Reince Priebus earlier in terms of leaving. If Reince Priebus wasn't able to wrap his arms around what Donald Trump wanted to do and the personalities of the people involved, he didn't deserve to be in the position he was. And I'll give you another example. Omarosa Maginot, who's now out, you know, selling books and on Big Brother and all this other crap. Should she have been there in the first place? My opinion, absolutely not. Did she help in some strange way? Probably so, in ways that I don't quite understand. And that's okay. You know, it isn't for us to always know, oh, that's a great choice or a bad choice or whatever. Omarosa, Democrat, from what I'm told, certainly a leftist in my opinion. But she did keep the black issues in front of Donald Trump. And in some small way, probably it helped, you know, to bring a few more black people over here and there. I don't know. I'm not going to give her a whole lot of credit for that. But it certainly raised the visibility. She was able to bring in HBCU folks to come in. These are the historically black colleges and universities. And Donald Trump, you know, did that. But when it was time for her to go, there was nobody that was like, oh, my gosh, no, you can't let Omarosa go. She's amazing. Of course not. Because she wasn't. But, you know, is the press going to tell you? No, the press wants to milk it. What's she got to say? Give us the dirt on Donald Trump. Omarosa was on Stephen Colbert. What's it like to be on the inside and all that? You want to know why they have to ask those questions? Because none of them are on the inside. That's why, you know, when somebody tells you, well, we've got it from an unknown source said, it means we're guessing. We don't know what's happening. Because we don't have any embedded people the way Obama used the press like lap dogs. Folks, let me tell you, be happy that Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. They're not letting up on him. And forget the success. Best year one president, bar none in modern history, possibly in the history of the Republic. And all you hear is negativity from him. I told people many times when Trump got into office, I said the day of politics the way it used to be done is over. Donald Trump will fire people. He's used to it. He doesn't like it. But if you're not meeting the objective, he will do it. I said get used to that, and it's no longer considered turmoil. That is business as usual. And he will keep doing it until he gets the best person, the person that understands what he wants to accomplish. You do that, you have a job for life. Not only that, when he's done with the presidency, if he's still, you know, alive and kicking and wants to do something else, he'll bring you into his organization. You got to perform. And see, that's the thing that we've no longer required of government. That's why the TeaPartyCommunity.org exists, is because we want accountability. You want it when you hire a contractor. You want it when you hire a sitter to watch your kids. You want people accountable, people you can trust. What's wrong with that? Versus, hey, people got killed at Benghazi. Susan Rice, here's a promotion. Hillary Clinton, why don't you run for president?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.